2 years ago, the men's basketball team at the University of Memphis had a thrilling season. The Tigers won a record 38 games. They made it all the way to the NCAA championship game. Well, now those results may be vacated if allegations prove true that the key player was ineligible. The Memphis case may seem like just another college athletic scandal, but as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, there are unique problems confronting men's collegiate basketball.
The NCAA alleges a Memphis player on the 2007-2008 team didn't take his own SAT in high school. That's the standardized test that helped him get into Memphis. The allegations made public last week have names blacked out, but it appears the player in question is Derrick Rose. He's a point guard who's been thrilling basketball fans from his high school days.
Ken Crump has to call a timeout because Derrick Rose has brought the entire crowd of the United Center to their feet.
Welcome to the Derrick Rose Show.
To last month in his first NBA playoff appearance.
I've never seen a guy this calm, cool, and collected in the ballgame like this. This is a tremendous performance from Derrick Rose.
In the week since Rose was implicated in the SAT scandal, he has said through various channels that, in fact, he took his own SAT. Less than a month earlier, allegations against another basketball prodigy emerged. Investigators want to know if current NBA star O.J. Mayo was involved with improper payments during his short association with the University of Southern California. Like Rose, Mayo went to college 1 year before jumping to the NBA, the so-called one-and-done player. And the two are giving college sports watchdogs new reasons to worry.
The thorniest unsolved issue right now is basketball.
Dr. Gerald Turner, co-chairman of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics, says the pre-college basketball environment continues to create many problems. Summer tournaments, travel, sometimes shady characters who replace the high school coach as the main contact with a player. It's an ever-changing environment, and its harshest critics say it requires changing some basic rules, like the one that says basketball players have to wait a year after high school before entering the NBA. This forces many of the best players to college, reluctantly, says Jeff Calkins of the Memphis Commercial Appeal newspaper. He was on a recent ESPN telecast.
You have kids who are worth $40 million in high school who are going into this world of forced amateurism under which only coaches get paid. And so money will find a way to the players or the people around the players.
Not only a world of forced amateurism, but according to college sports critic Murray Sperber, for the top players, it's often a world of forced academics as well.
You know, you're saying to these kids, we want you to perform athletically at the highest level you've ever performed. And by the way, we also want you to perform intellectually at the highest level you've ever performed. It's called higher education. And the NCAA has never been able to square this circle.
The NCAA has long believed in the concept of the student-athlete, so it's not likely to change the basic structure, like cleaving sports and academics, for instance, by professionalizing the top men's basketball and football programs. Saturday, the NCAA's Committee on Infractions holds a hearing on the University of Memphis case. The university says its internal investigation found no wrongdoing. But just the fact that the committee is hearing the case means the NCAA thinks the allegations have merit. Tom Goldman, NPR News.